Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. High-intensity exercise found safe and effective in long-term heart transplant recipients. High-intensity exercise can help stable heart transplant patients reach higher levels of exercise capacity and gain better control of their blood pressure than moderate-intensity exercise, investigators report in a new study published in the American Journal of Transplantation. The team compared the effects of 12 weeks of high-intensity interval training versus continued moderate training in 16 stable heart transplant recipients who had been living with their new heart for more than 1 year. The trial revealed that high-intensity interval training is safe in heart transplant patients, and the effect on exercise capacity and blood pressure control is superior to moderate-intensity training. VO2 max, or maximum oxygen uptake, increased by 17% in patients performing high-intensity interval training compared with 10% in patients performing continued moderate training. Elementary school students at increased pesticide risk. The Environmental Working Group, also known as EWG, has determined that 487 elementary schools across America are within 200 feet of a corn or soybean field. This finding is alarming because young children are especially vulnerable to the toxic herbicide 2,4-D in Dow AgroSciences Enlist Duo, a weed killer mixture that is awaiting governmental approval for widespread use on new varieties of genetically engineered corn and soybeans. Exposure to 2,4-D has been linked to Parkinson's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and reproductive and immune system problems. EWG's most recent analysis found 3,247 elementary schools located within 1,000 feet of a corn or soybean field that could be sprayed with 2,4-D and 487 within 200 feet. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Paleolithic escargot. Paleolithic inhabitants of modern-day Spain may have eaten snails 10,000 years earlier than their Mediterranean neighbors, according to a study published today in the open-access journal PLOS-1. Snails were widespread in the late Pleistocene and Holocene, but it is still unknown when and how they were incorporated in human diets. The authors of the study found land snail shell remains from 30,000 years ago at a recently discovered site in Cova de la Barreda, Spain. The adult snails were close to prehistoric human-constructed structures that may have been used to cook the snails, along with stone tools and other animal remains that were likely roasted in ambers of pine and juniper at 375°C. Physically fit kids have beefier brain white matter than their less fit peers. A new study of 9 to 10-year-olds finds that those who are more aerobically fit have more fibrous and compact white matter tracts in the brain than their peers who are less fit. White matter describes the bundles of axons that carry nerve signals from one brain region to another. More compact white matter is associated with faster and more efficient nerve activity. The analysis reveals significant fitness-related differences in the integrity of several.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo, only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. And it is a superhuman show today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Tiny Meeker about his world record bench press of, you ready for this, folks? 1,102 pounds. That's right. You heard me right. Over a half a ton. And then later in the show, Dr. Linda Frasetto is going to join us to talk about how paleo diets affect blood pressure control. Very, very important discussion. We were supposed to have Coach Johnson on the show with us, but moments before the show, we lost him somehow, and we're not able to reconnect with him. He's not answering. So we'll keep an eye out for his reconnection, and once he reconnects, we will bring him back into the show. But right now, let's talk to Tiny Meeker. How you doing, Tiny?
Fantastic. Thank you.
You know, I've always wanted to ask you this question, but I never wanted to ask you in person because I didn't want to get punched. How did you get the nickname Tiny?
I knew that was coming.
How did you? Who first called you Tiny?
I used to bounce a bodyguard in nightclubs many, many years ago. And one of the first clubs I ever worked at, there was two guys that had the same name as me. And they just started calling me Tiny as a joke at first. And it just kind of carried on from there.
Yeah, okay. I figured it was something like that, right? Because obviously you're not a tiny guy by any means. I mean, you're super, super muscular. Have you ever done any thought about doing strongman stuff at all?
No, I'm too short.
Yeah, but especially those those Atlas stones. You'd have a hard time, obviously, throwing
them. I think I'd have trouble with the Atlas stones, and then that keg toss, they would murder me.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about a couple things first of all. We recently had Gary Stevens on the show, who is a world-renowned jockey who's made several comebacks and is one of the older jockeys to continue to be riding today, and he attributes his comeback to something that apparently you attribute your comeback to. So let's start with this. When did you tear your pec, and how bad of a tear was it?
Oh, no, I blew my labrum and my rotator.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought it was a pec tear. Okay, so how bad of an injury was that?
At the time, which was in 2010, I went from a 1,047-pound bench to couldn't even hold the bar.
And is that the kind of injury that would generally retire a guy who competes in the bench press?
It's retired quite a few guys, you know. Some of the biggest known injuries for a bencher, one, of course, is the pec, but the other one was blown shoulders, and a lot of times it ends the people's careers.
Okay, so at that point in time, had you even heard about GLC and Actistatin and all that sort of stuff?
Well, Actistatin went around yet, just the GLC and the MSM, but yes, I did, and I was taking some, but not like what I really should be doing. And what I did after I had the injury, I called Sean up, who's, you know, the owner of GLC, told him about my injury, asked him, you know, would it help? And he was like, of course. And what I did is I actually doubled up my dosage. And within, I'm not kidding you, 3 to 4 weeks, there was a dramatic difference in how I was feeling.
Okay. So, and this is what Gary Stevens attributes his comeback to, folks, after a fall that would end any jockey's career. I just want to get that out front because for those of you out there who don't think that glucosamine and chondroitin can make differences in soft tissue injuries, listen to this story. Okay, so you come back and you start benching again. Your shoulder is feeling good. Where do you start out? How long ago was that?
This is in 2010. The injury had to be probably around June. And what I was trying to do was I was trying to get ready in time to lift at the Olympia, which I believe is always in September. So I was trying to get healed enough to go put on a show in one of the events there. So actually what's kind of crazy was, like I said, I couldn't even hold the bar. I couldn't brush my hair, couldn't, you know, put deodorant on either. I mean the movement was gone. Within probably just a little bit over a month, all of a sudden I could bench 315 raw without a shirt. So when that happened, I knew I could put a shirt on, and as crazy as it sounds, I was able to bench over 800 pounds.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. Now, shoot straight with me. You use this product because it works. Do you think that you would have recovered the way you recovered if it was not for that product?
Right. Honestly, no. No. And even today, there's times when if I don't take my supplement regularly, and I don't have to double up the dosage anymore, but if I'm not taking it regularly, I can kind of start feeling aches and pains come, and I get mad at myself, and I get back on it, and then the aches and pains go away. But I've had no problem with the shoulder. Now, the only thing I had to do, I was rushing to get back for that event. After that event, I finally took a little bit of time off and still kept on doing my dosages up. And now my raw bench is much higher again, which I won't talk about what my max out is. But, of course, now I've done 1102, and in training, I've actually felt as heavy as 1332.
Really?
Holy yeah, I'm not going to try that in contest.
No. I understand. But I understand that you guys like to load the bar and just kind of hold it there and just get the central nervous system accustomed to it, start getting the soft tissue accustomed to it. So I'm familiar with this technique. Did the injury teach you anything about yourself? I mean, looking at, oh my God, I've got so much of my identity tied into this bench press. I may never bench press again.
Well, the way I got injured, and I'll be honest, a lot of it had to do, it was my fault. My body was telling me, hey, you need to back off today. But I was trying to do some maxing out raw, which I never really do. And that's how I got hurt. That's why I don't compete in raw contests anymore. I mean, I'm not saying you can't get hurt wearing a bench press shirt, but I'm a lot safer in that shirt than I would be lifting raw. And unfortunately, some of the bigger name lifters that are still or that were around, pretty much most of them have been injured doing raw competitions or training raw.
So this last event, this one that you broke this world record, was it your own world record that you broke?
Yeah, I did 1077 in, I believe it was in 2013 in December. No, I'm sorry, 2012. And I came back in either the very next year around April, May, and I did 1080, and then I did 1102 on the very same day.
Wow. That's amazing.
And then I missed 1135 on my last.
You actually went from 1102 to 1135, and you missed it.
Yeah, I went 1080, 1102, and I tried 1135.
Wow, that's amazing. So does that mean that we will see 1135 in your future?
I would really like to try to finish off with 1200. I think it is possible, but, you know, the thing people need to understand, to do this kind of weight, everything in the world has to be so perfect. I mean, the bench has to be perfect, the platform. You definitely want to have the kilo weights. You don't want pounds because you want the weights more you want them more compact in. You know, when the weights are spreaded out on the bar, it kind of puts more whip on the bar and makes the bar bend more, which if the bar is bending more, it's harder to touch. So, you know, just everything has to be perfect, you know what I mean? But I think 1,200 is definitely possible. After that, I don't want to find out what the limitation is.
Yeah, no. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Tiny Meeker about his world record-breaking bench press. Folks, 1,102 pounds. Think about that. Think about getting stapled to the bench with that kind of weight. That's a cheese slicer right there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If I sound distracted, it's because I am. I just put my toe in the supplement industry pool, launching our first supplement, Primal D, the most advanced vitamin D supplement in the world. I say this without hype. This will make all other vitamin D supplements obsolete, and the science behind it is so incredible. We'll be talking more about it on Casual Friday this week. Right now we're talking with Tiny Meeker about his record-breaking 1,102-pound bench press. I have to believe that just getting your head psychologically wrapped around that number is a big deal, or am I wrong?
No, it is.
Do you subscribe to any type of meditation, positive affirmation, or hypnotism? I know there's a lot of guys. Mike Miller came on the show many years ago, talked about working with a hypnotist when he started to break the 1,200-pound barrier in the squat. Do you do any of that sort of stuff?
No. You know, I used to lift with a lot of anger when back in the days. And the funny part is, once I got the record, I actually lift a lot more at peace. I mean, I'm having a lot more fun with it now. I mean, I can actually go up to the bench and be cracking jokes and just kind of laughing and then go do the lift. Just a lot more relaxed. You know, once I got there to the top, I guess, everything just kind of changed. But, you know, you do so much in training, you pretty much need to go up there, you know, if it's your day or not.
Yeah, yeah. You said before everything has to be right, and you said the bench. Are we talking about the height of the bench off the floor so you can get your – because you, I watch you bench, and you keep your legs up, your feet up on the edge of the bench.
No. You need – everything has to be perfect. I mean, sometimes the height of the bench can be problems. I mean, I want my feet flat on the floor, and I'm actually – because of – I just came there from England where the bench was like the maximum height the bench could legally be, and it caused me all kinds of problems trying to get my feet down, because if I don't have my feet down – I can't get the leg drive I really want to have and stuff. Another thing is the padding. You know, if there's not good padding or the fabric itself is not a non-slick surface, that causes problems because you want to be able to hold your arch of your back and stuff. So there's a lot of factors there that do everything. And the other big problem I had overseas was the increments of the rack height. It was either too high or too low. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it just...
Yeah.
Anybody
who's ever done rack pulls knows that, you know, if you do a rack pull, a deadlift type rack pull, if the pins aren't right where you need them for your leg length and where your knee breaks, it's uncomfortable as heck, and you can't get any drive under it. So I could see how having that not be in an accommodative height for your particular arms could really put you at a great disadvantage.
Yeah. I mean, all those little things are major, major factors.
Now,
and of course, the flooring too. I mean, I prefer carpeted floors when I bench. Some people like to do skateboard tape, and if you wear the wrong shoes, you're going to be sliding all over the place.
Now, I'm watching you bench right now, the 1102 world record bench press on YouTube. And for those of you who have never seen this, it's just astonishing. The bend in the bar is the most I've ever seen. I see what you do. So you start out with your legs up on the bench, but then you kick them back down. I stand corrected. I see what you do.
Well, yeah, what I'm doing, I'm putting my feet on the bench to kind of push my shoulders into the bench more to set my arch up.
Yeah, you use your legs to slide yourself up and back and forth into your position. And you come down so slow. The control on this is just amazing. And the right arm goes up first and then the left arm locks out. Is that typical when you get into those kind of weights? You have to almost focus...
Actually, if you kind of watch the lift even closer, I actually almost lost the lift.
I was just going
to
say,
you
slanted?
Left side.
Yes, I noticed that now. Now I'm looking at it again. You actually
I don't lock out one or the other. I actually lock out at the same time, and then I leveled out.
I see that now. It's almost like when you unrack the bar, and I'm just watching it again, folks. So just bear with me because it's just an astonishing, amazing feat of human strength to see this. This weight would just crush anything. I mean, it's like just the fact that Tiny's bones in his arms are strong enough not to be crushed by this weight, in my humble opinion, is an amazing feat in and of itself. I see what happens. When you unrack the bar, your body actually shifts to the left.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to use a three-man liftoff. So when the weight came out, maybe the right side may have been a little tad higher than the left side, which caused me to come down and kind of, you know, lean to my left a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
So when I got the press command, I was first coming up leaning to the left side. And as I actually started to lock out, I was able to level my body back out.
I'm looking at Wade just messaged me. I'm just reading this.
And Carl, I will tell you this, since you made the comment.
Yes.
Unfortunately, just about a few weeks ago, I watched a guy break his arm benching. So,
just from the sheer weight of it. I've seen that. I saw a guy unrack a bar. I think there was like 800 pounds on it. Unrack the bar and start to come down, and the arm broke between the wrist and the elbow. What bone is that right there?
Well, you got me on that one, but that's usually where the arm breaks on a lot of these lifters. But I have seen actually the upper bone break before on a lifter as well when he was down at the bottom.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to try to get Coach Wade Johnson on the show here in a minute with us. Stay tuned. We're talking with Tiny Meeker about his world record superhuman bench press, 1,102 pounds. Get your head around that for a second.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Everyone.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo, only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about how the paleo diet affects blood pressure control with Dr. Linda Frasetto. We do have Coach Wade Johnson with us. You there, Wade?
I am. Great to be with you guys.
Okay. And we still have Tiny. Boy, I've been having a hard day in the studio today, so I'm sorry. So I really went by a lot of your questions, Wade, to be honest with you, that you supplied, that you were going to ask. So we addressed the injury. We addressed the bench press itself, and so on. Do you want to jump in here and kind of chat a little bit with Tiny?
Yeah, I'd like to. Tiny and I have had a good time in the past. I just wanted to kind of do a prequel, if you will. There was some time back Tiny had deadlifted in a meet. I can't remember what the meet was. Like, it was 600 pounds or so. And I, of course, I immediately, you know, took that opportunity to jab at him and told him that he was high.
Huh.
Remember, he's deadlifting, and that he had beat the press command. And he, as quickly as I jabbed him, he posted. Of course, we're texting back and forth. He posted that I, you know, that I was an internet judge as well. So, you know, he and I have had a lot of fun with each other during
the
all this.
The deadlift.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Actually, I pulled 600 on the same day I benched 1077.
Wow.
So yeah, it's hard to say a whole lot bad about that. So, yeah. But I mean, of course, what I was trying to do was beat all the internet people, you know, the internet warriors, to make sure that I was taking, you know, the proper jabs at him. I didn't want him to get the big head.
So did you guys talk about?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, good. Did we talk about what?
Did you guys talk about the different types of treatment when you were injured?
No, we talked about the supplement he took, but go ahead, ask that question.
Well, there, recently, you know, with I'm sure you're aware, Tiny, you know, with Brandon Lilly's knee injuries, you know, there's a lot of different types of treatment out there, and you know, what I wanted to see is what types of treatment did you put yourself through besides just the supplementation and trying to be smart? What kind of treatment did you get while you were dealing with your injury?
Actually, the funny part is, since you brought it up, deadlifting was a major reasoning of my comeback. You know, I was getting online because, you know, you can't work through an injury. You got to work around an injury. So I was actually getting online asking a lot of people, hey, what do you think is the biggest exercise that really strengthens your back? And so many people were saying deadlifting. And I could do deadlifts without it affecting my shoulder. So I started really, really working on deadlifting, doing reps, trying to build my back up as much as possible, because what I wanted was a bigger, stronger back to get me, you know, take the weight better, explode, of course, out of the hole. As for other treatment, a lot of times I'll see in my massage therapist getting deep tissue, because when you have that tear, all the different muscles start overworking to protect that area. There's days my back would hurt. There's days my bicep would hurt. There's days my forearm would hurt. My pec would hurt. It's just like some other area was trying to protect it and overworking, and I have to go in, get the knots, you know, worked out, or I'd go to my chiropractor and he would do ultrasound and stuff on it along with my adjustments.
Well, what I've seen in the past, and my son's been on the show, and Wesley's a massage therapist, and he says one of the biggest things is becoming compensatory, you know, because you're trying so hard. Not only is the body adapting, you consciously, you know, are trying to protect that injured area while you train, and then the buildup of scar tissue. And I've even heard, and I want to see if you've experienced this, I can't remember, it was an NFL running back. This has been some time ago when we were all much younger. He'd had major knee surgery the season before, ended the season. And the next year, he's back, and he's in great shape. But during a game, he makes a cut. He even hears the sound, and there's a horrendous pain, and he's scared to death that he's injured his knee again. Come to find out, it was a bunch of scar tissue that had broken up. He gets on the sideline, moves the knee, and he goes, man, my knee feels better than ever. And I wonder if you experienced anything like that. You know, what did you, you know, were you compensatory? What are the things that you had to make sure you were very conscious of, not to become, you know, protracted or to, you know, compensate too much? And did you experience any of the scar tissue issues that some of these athletes have as well?
No, I don't think I've had any scar tissue issues yet, but I mean, I was getting a lot of deep tissue work, so anything that was knotted up, my massage therapist was pretty much digging in there pretty good and working it out. So luckily, I haven't experienced that yet. I know I've seen some guys that had pec tears that their scar tissue broke, and yeah, you could hear the pop, and you actually thought it went bad, and then maybe even got a slight bit of swelling. The next thing you know, hey, they're totally fine. But no, I've never experienced any of that yet.
All right, did you guys talk about the training prep, the time, any changes? Well, being for me, squat was always my bread and butter, and I've had some injuries where I had to, you know, my prep time would change, and the way I previously trained, I'd have to train a little differently. Did you experience any of that?
Well, what we did when we were finally able to start using the bar and actually start doing some pressing movement, pretty much what I did is the shirt went on immediately, and what I would do is I would go from a 5 board to a 4 board to a 3 board week by week by week, just babying my way down with seeing how much movement I can get. Not necessarily trying to see how heavy I could go, just really working on movement, doing a lot more reps. Because what I had to do was I had to get more reps in there because the movement pretty much helped things. You know, another thing I forgot to mention was, as funny as this sounds, I was doing a lot of shooting a lot of basketball baskets. That movement of just getting the rotator moving again was helping me out with therapy as well. So, you know, as I went further and further, and plus, of course, I listened to my body more. If I didn't feel right, I didn't work out, you know. And that's one thing, even to this day, I only bench one day a week. So if I don't feel right, I'll even take another week off. You know, I really released my body. The day I got hurt, there was warning signs. My shoulder felt really, really tight, yet I still did the stupid thing and kept on doing what I was doing.
Just for those people who don't know what he is referring to about 5 boards, 4 boards, real quick, explain the process, Coach Johnson, about using board pressing.
Well, what you're doing, the thickness of the board, it's a two by material. A lot of times it's 2x6, 2x8s, and they're screwed together, you know, with the width side to each other. And what you're doing is you're doing a partial movement. You're bringing, you start at lockout, you're bringing the bar down towards your chest, and then you touch the board, and depending on what you're doing, then you press it back up. And so it's not unlike the block pulls that I do in the deadlift. You know, you're doing a partial range of motion. And in Tiny's case, and Tiny, don't let me speak for you, but what you're doing is you're gradually, you know, you're starting with a 5 board is going to be a very short range of motion. If he's the following week going to a 4 board, you're adding about 1¾ inches to the stroke each week, which gives him a great idea, you know, of how the injured area, you know, how testing the integrity, making sure, you know, that everything is okay. So it allows you to restrict the range of motion. In a lot of cases, it's used as an overload movement, but we've also used it as a warm-up once we get into the shirt with a weight that we'd need to warm up with, but we'd never have a chance of touching. So basically that, you know, you have someone hold the board on your chest, and the lifter brings it down, touches the board with the bar, and presses it back up.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand about boards, especially for power lifters that wear the shirts and stuff. Another reason for boards is it kind of takes the shirt out of the lift. Even though you're wearing a shirt, it's kind of protecting you, giving you support. When you use the boards, you're focusing more on just the triceps and stuff like that. So, you know, basically where my shoulder blew was more towards the bottom of my lift. So what I was doing, like I said, you got to work around an injury. I was working my high end. For my low end, I was doing a lot more deadlifts and back work and stuff. And then once everything just kind of came together, then we knew we could start getting crazy again.
Yeah.
So with the deadlift, though, let's talk a little bit more about that. We're getting close to a break, I know. You were able to pull even with the shoulder injury. Can you talk about that? You know, what was it that the other guys were saying, you know, you can pull and because even with a shoulder injury, deadlifting sometimes can be painful. In this case, it wasn't for you. What kind of insight did they give you about deadlifting? And you know, how comfortable were you with that when you started?
Well, I guess where my tear was, it didn't affect me to do deadlift. So, again, when I got a line, my first question to everyone was, what was the biggest thing that you think, you know, really builds the back? What exercise? And everyone just kept on telling me deadlifts. And some of my some of my friends at Powerlift, Tony Capreri and Richard Hawthorne, you know, they're smaller guys, but when they turn around, they got these really freaky
right.
backs. So, you know, my goal was not just to go in and try to work on singles. It was try to do a lot of reps and stuff, work on a lot of speed. The same way I kind of do on my bench. A lot of people think that I do a lot of singles. I'm a guy, I love to do reps. I love to feel the poundage for, you know, a lot of times in training, when we go to the bench press. I don't mean to get off, but my goal isn't to do a single with what I'm trying to do. It's to try to rep it two or three, maybe even four times. And that way when I go to a show, you know, especially if it's all perfect, you're going to see a much better lift. But as for the deadlift, you know, I had to go in. You had to try it first and want to make sure it didn't irritate it. But since it didn't irritate that shoulder area, I was able to do things. Now, the one movement that did irritate, and sometimes it kind of does, I got to be careful doing a lot of overhead presses. The funny part, it's not really more like a sitting and a military press. Say, like if I'm putting something in the back of a truck and I lean over to push it, that's the only time I ever slightly feel some irritation on my shoulder when I have the injury. So, you know, now with the deadlift, each week I was going heavier, trying to do more reps. Actually, what I really want to do is I want to bench over 11, and I want to pull 700 on the same day is what I'd like to do eventually.
Wow.
That'd be badass.
Yeah.
That's a 700 raw pull, by the way.
That would definitely bring your name to the forefront of any type of strength competition. That's for sure. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask Tiny about any type of X-ray or CT scan or imaging that's been done before and after. Just curious about that. Also, I need to mention that we have a special new offer from the folks over at Clearly Filtered. You can get the new combo pack. Go to superhumanradio.com and get a Clearly Filtered water bottle and water pitcher for your home. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp, as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommend section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception. Because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutrition supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I just ordered $200 worth of Quest high protein potato chips. 21 grams of quality protein, only 5 grams of carbs, no artificial ingredients. Boy, I can sit downstairs and eat chips all day long now and not feel bad about it. We're talking with Tiny Meeker about his world record breaking bench press, 1,102 pounds. Can you get your head around that? So, when we're going into the break, Tiny, I implied that I wanted to ask this question. Have you had imaging done after your quote-unquote recovery period, and did you see much difference in the labrum and the affected areas?
No. More reason, when I had the first MRI done, I went through just an absolute disaster of a time with the doctor. I first went in, and I was told I'd fit in the MRI machine, which I was like, are you sure? And they went in, shot me all up, strapped me to this table. And they were telling me, don't worry, we have Houston Texans in here all the time. And lo and behold, both of my shoulders hit the machine trying to go in. And I said, yeah, there's a big difference from a 6'7 guy 320 and a guy 5'9 320. So then they sent me out to another place about an hour or so away. And unfortunately, when I got there, they had to shoot me up again on the shoulder, and which was for an open MRI. And I'd say the last 5 minutes of that MRI was the most pain I've ever had in my life because everything was starting to, you know, go away. So I didn't want to go through it again, and I was feeling good, so I felt no reason to go back.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Here, here, I agree.
But it ain't exactly cheap.
No, I know.
No.
I know.
No. Well, Tiny, what I wanted to talk to you about is being a lifter myself, I just to get an idea, give the people that are listening an idea of what a lifter goes through. Clearly, you've been doing this a long time, and you're very experienced. But when you come back from a major injury, what I wanted to ask you about, like the night before, are you sleepless? Are there nerves? What's going through your mind, you know, the night before as you're getting ready, you know, for this huge, huge lift?
Well, these days, like I was saying before, earlier, you missed out on when – when I first got my 1077, and from that point on, I've been a lot more relaxed lifter. I'm actually kind of feel like I'm in a gym every time I go to lift. You know, if I go somewhere and the bench is right, the flooring is right and all that, I'm just having a good time, you know. The only time you might see me a little bit worried is if I don't see things right. You know, the platform's different and things of that matter, you know, if I can't sit up the way I want. But other than that, it's just another day in the gym for me.
So no jitters come meet day?
No jitters. I'm actually
– see, I
having fun. I mean, people – I was in England, you know, and I think the promoter was like, hey, man, why don't you sit down and relax, you know, because I'm kind of running around. I was like – kind of cracked a joke. I said, you know, many years ago, one of my training partners told another training partner of mine, hey, if Tiny's sitting down being quiet, you better be worried. If he's running around talking a lot,
right,
don't worry.
Interesting.
I think everybody's got their own coping mechanisms. I, you know – for me, when I came back from my knee injury, and it was nowhere near as severe as what you went through, for me, I was a little nervous. You know, it was just one of those things where the night before I was like, all right, you know, I'm continually visualizing, you know, a good clean lift and everything stays intact and I feel good. So, I mean, for you to, you know, to be able to be that comfortable, I think speaks volumes. But do you think that's just from experience? Is that a personality thing? Is that something that you've had to work on, you know, and develop over time, or is that just the way you are?
Well, I've never been the guy that sits in the corner and throws up and freaks out and don't want to talk to anybody. I used to be the guy that had a lot of anger when I lifted, but I just think it's kind of what you said. It's the experience, And I think it's got the point where I've learned that being so mad and stalking everywhere kind of wastes a lot of energy. Now, if I sit there and kind of be relaxed and crack jokes, I have a lot more energy to do what I'm going to do.
I got a question.
So what's next?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well, before we go into what's next, how do you warm up? Even on just training days, do you just get under the bar and warm up, or do you have stretching movements you do? How do you warm up?
I mean, this is going to be a good one because I freaked everyone out. I always tell people, if you ever get a chance, come watch the warm-up, because that's even the crazier part of the show than the actual lift. First, I do a lot of stretching. I try to get my hams loose as possible and my quads. If you watch a lot of videos of mine in the past and even sometimes recently, there's times where my hamstrings cramp up. So it's nothing to do with being hydrated as much as it is my quads sometimes. You know, I really need to get in there and get some more stretching done for a deep tissue. So once I got that loosened up, I warm my shoulders up a little bit, just doing some 5-pound plates, doing some light flies front and back and side. But as we go into the bench, I'll go a couple sets of 135, a couple sets of 225, a couple sets of 315. I will throw a shirt on, and I'll either jump to 800 or 900 pounds for some reps.
Wow.
And then from there, I'll jump either to 900 to 1,000 for a couple more sets, and then I'm ready to go.
Wow, that's impressive.
So pretty much once I put the shirt on, it's two more sets of whatever I'm going to do, and then we're ready to go do the opener.
Wow, that's intense, because that, I don't make quite the jumps. I've squatted close to what you've bench pressed and was considered a badass for squatting that, so I can't imagine once you get into gear making, you know, because I always did the plate 100, so...
Well,
that's
here's
incredible.
Where things get funny, Wade. I've been doing this for 30 years. There's a lot of trial and error there. At the same time, it's a lot of watching other people do bad things, too. You know, I've watched training partners overtrain, destroy their shoulders. That's how I pretty much learned to stop doing certain things as well. You know, not overtrain, not to bench more than one day a week. You know, people always talk about, what about speed day? If you ever watch me bench, every day speed day. I mean,
right.
I want to be very fast and explosive. What do I need to have a speed day for? Basically, what I'd always tell everyone is, it doesn't matter if it's your initial warm-up or you're maxed out, it should always be perfect. Bruce Lee said it perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And it should never change. Your feet should be the same. Your hands should be holding the bar should be the same. Everything's perfect. The breathing's perfect. But the one thing I've learned over the years was, back in the days, I used to warm up to over 600 pounds before I'd put a shirt on. And I wasted so much energy doing that. I mean, wow, I'm looking cool in the warm-up room, maxing out raw before I go put a shirt on.
Right.
Wait till my lift. So what
right.
I do, it doesn't matter if it's my 11-year-old I'm training or my 70-year-old I'm training or my 30, 40-year-olds, everybody only warms up to about 40, 45% of their max, and it'll be a single double. The most important warm-up is actually the first two sets, meaning for me it's 135 and 225. For most of my lifters, it's 95 pounds and 135. Now, if you're starting to warm up on those weights and you don't feel right, do another set with it. That weight is not going to wear you out by any means whatsoever. It's when you start getting heavier and you're trying to move that weight, then it's going to start wearing you out. So when I get to about 225, hey, I got some sweat going. I'm starting to warm up. I'm feeling good. I can then jump up to 315, do a double single, and my speed is very, very fast, and I'm very, very warm, I can now put the shirt on and jump to whatever I'm going to go up to. You know, most of these people, they don't know how to warm up correctly. And I love seeing kids walk into a gym, high schoolers, and the first thing they do, they go put 135 on the bar, and I walk up to them, and I say, hey, man,
right.
How much do you max out? And they say 185.
Right.
Up with 135. I go, do you know anything about me? And I tell them who I am. I said, that's my first warm-up.
Yeah,
you
know, I understand.
Start with a bar 95 pounds.
Right.
Yeah, I completely agree. Tony, we're getting close. What I wanted to ask you real quick, we got about 2.5 minutes. I know that you want 11:35 next. Where's that going to happen?
Wow. Well, that's a good question. You know, I was really hoping I was going to do that in England a few weeks ago, and that was a, you know, I got to learn there's no air conditioning in England, so that was pretty rough. Might be done in Russia. I'll be in Russia in October.
What time frame is that? In October?
Yeah, I'm going back to Russia in October, and then I got the World Championships in Wobble but I won't be doing that kind of weight and wobble, different type of shirt and stuff. And when I go to Worlds and wobble, I take 30 lifters, so I'm there working every day. But Russia, last year I barely missed 1102 there. I know what to expect. I know what the equipment's like. So it very well could possibly happen in Russia. You know, we got a lot of time to heal up and mess with some crazy weight and get to know my shirts even better before I make the trip.
Right on. Well, Tiny, I really appreciate it. I'm going to be texting you, and just look for it on your Facebook page, and let's keep in touch and talking about what you're doing up to the Russia meet, and hopefully we have to have you back on because you've hit this goal and onward to 1200, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
absolutely.
And I want to mention again, if you missed the beginning of the interview, that Tiny is a sponsored athlete of GLC, which makes the single best joint compound in the world. We've had Gary Stevens, who's a world-renowned jockey, who's suffered some amazing spills, broken so many bones, who attributes GLC's products to his comeback, and he's one of the oldest jockeys out there still riding. And
hey, Carl,
I'm sorry.
Can I tell you one thing, though?
Yes, please.
I'm always looking for more sponsorship too, as well.
Okay, so there you go. So if you have a product.
Pretty sad about doing what I do. You know, I just watched a thing on skateboarding last night. They said they make $3 to $4 million a year, the top skateboarders. Ask Tiny what he makes. I barely get by.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Maybe I have somebody I can introduce you to. Maybe I can introduce you to Prime Nutrition. Aaron Singerman and them are always looking for new sponsors as well. I mean, sponsored athletes. So we'll definitely do that. But anyway, check out if you go to superhumanradio.com, there's a banner ad for GLC, and you can actually get a buy one, get one free on all of their products. And their best product out there right now is Actistatin. It's just starting to make it into the market. The single most advanced joint product in the world, bar none. So check that out. Tiny, thank you very much for being on the show.
Hey, Carl, thank you. But tell people also this. When you take the product, you have to take it with food if you want to see the results. You have to take it with food.
And Sean puts that right on the top of the cap. So you can't open it without reading
important.
That.
It's night and day difference when you take it with food.
And, of course, Wade, thank you for being on the show today. And we'll have another episode of the Get Strong Show soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, Tiny.
All right. Take care,
guys. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We have news at the top of the hour, and then we're going to be joined by Dr. Linda Frisetto to talk about the effects of the paleo diet on blood pressure control. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We shall be right back.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo, only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. High-intensity exercise found safe and effective in long-term heart transplant recipients. High-intensity exercise can help stable heart transplant patients reach higher levels of exercise capacity and gain better control of their blood pressure than moderate intensity exercise, investigators report in a new study published in the American Journal of Transplantation. The team compared the effects of 12 weeks of high-intensity interval training versus continued moderate training in 16 stable heart transplant recipients who had been living with their new heart for more than 1 year. The trial revealed that high-intensity interval training is safe in heart transplant patients, and the effect on exercise capacity and blood pressure control is superior to moderate intensity training. VO2 max, or maximum oxygen uptake, increased by 17% in patients performing high-intensity interval training compared with 10% in patients performing continued moderate training. Elementary school students at increased pesticide risk. The Environmental Working Group, also known as EWG, has determined that 487 elementary schools across America are within 200 feet of a corn or soybean field. This finding is alarming because young children are especially vulnerable to the toxic herbicide 2,4-D in Dow AgroSciences Enlist Duo, a weed killer mixture that is awaiting governmental approval for widespread use on new varieties of genetically engineered corn and soybeans. Exposure to 2,4-D has been linked to Parkinson's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and reproductive and immune system problems. EWG's most recent analysis found 3,247 elementary schools located within 1,000 feet of a corn or soybean field that could be sprayed with 2,4-D and 487 within 200 feet. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Paleolithic escargot. Paleolithic inhabitants of modern-day Spain may have eaten snails 10,000 years earlier than their Mediterranean neighbors, according to a study published today in the open-access journal PLOS-1. Snails were widespread in the late Pleistocene and Holocene, but it is still unknown when and how they were incorporated in human diets. The authors of the study found land snail shell remains from 30,000 years ago at a recently discovered site in Cova de la Barreda, Spain. The adult snails were close to prehistoric human-constructed structures that may have been used to cook the snails, along with stone tools and other animal remains that were likely roasted in ambers of pine and juniper at 375°C. Physically fit kids have beefier brain white matter than their less fit peers. A new study of 9 to 10-year-olds finds that those who are more aerobically fit have more fibrous and compact white matter tracts in the brain than their peers who are less fit. White matter describes the bundles of axons that carry nerve signals from one brain region to another. More compact white matter is associated with faster and more efficient nerve activity. The analysis reveals significant fitness-related differences in the integrity of several white matter tracts in the brain that have been found to play a role in attention and memory. To take the findings further, the team is now 2 years into a 5-year randomized controlled trial to determine whether white matter tracts integrity improves in children who begin a new physical fitness routine and maintain it over time. The researchers are looking for changes in aerobic fitness, brain structure and function, and genetic regulation. This study extends previous work and suggests white matter structure may be one additional mechanism by which higher fit children outperform their lower fit peers on cognitive tasks in the classroom. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, the evidence out there on ancestral diets and even ancestral meal frequency, you know, I like to try to stay away from the term intermittent fasting because it's become a lightning rod for people who don't like it, who do like it. And I say, hey, it's ancestral meal frequency pattern that we're looking at. A lot of evidence that an ancestral diet is beneficial to the human condition. My next guest is Dr. Linda Frasetto, and she attended the Ancestral Health Symposium this year out on the West Coast, which I was not able to, but Ginny Robards, who works with me here at Supreme Radio, she did attend and said you've got to have her on the show to talk about this. Welcome to the show, Dr. Frasetto.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate being asked. I mean, it's terrific.
You know what? I have to say something. It's sad that that's the case. It's sad that people like the Wizard of Oz would only want to poke fun at ancestral diets by locking someone in a cage at a zoo, which is what he's done in the past when he talks about the paleo diet. It's sad that that's the case because many of the diseases of modernity can be corrected by lifestyle changes, which include the way you eat, but also the way you sleep and your activity levels. But no one's interested in that. Everybody rather just take a pill and keep living broken lives. And so that statement makes me sad, I have to be honest with you. More people should be having you on their show.
Yeah, well, I'm a kidney doctor, and so believe me, you know, when you have people who have lots and lots of medical problems, I mean, pretty much that's what happens. But, you know, the reason that we started getting interested in this was because, you know, if you can prevent the kinds of problems that we see because of high blood pressure and obesity and diabetes, I mean, that really is the holy grail of trying to, you know, actually help make people better. Once you have advanced blood vessel disease so that your heart doesn't work or your kidneys doesn't work or your brain doesn't work, I mean, by then you need all the medicines. So,
well, I don't want to derail this interview, but thymosin beta 4 is proving to be a very, very interesting peptide when it comes to reversing fibrosis of the kidney, of the heart, and repairing damage from ischemic events of the brain. I don't want to get into that, but it's so exciting. I've been reading some of the research that is about to be published, and I have a feeling that the folks in your industry are going to be using thymosin beta 4 sometime in the future once it's approved. With that being said, so talk about the paleo diet. For those who aren't familiar what the paleo diet is, it's easier to say what we don't eat than what we do eat. Why don't you describe that first?
Right. So, you know, really, that's pretty much the way we've always talked about it is, you know, what foods would not have been available to our human ancestors. So processed foods, for example. And people argue about could they have eaten grains or dairy products. You know, as a kidney doctor, one of the things that we're particularly interested in is salt. You know, most raw food has very little sodium chloride in it. So almost all the salt in the diet that we eat comes from adding salt to our food. And, you know, how does that impact blood pressure and whatnot? That's part of the research that we do.
Okay, so if we look at the Paleolithic lifestyle, the style of diet, I'm sorry, and we look at hypertension or high blood pressure, mm-hmm. is the effect of the diet intrinsically and extrinsically beneficial, or is it just because by reducing metabolic syndrome, reducing the production of things like angiotensin-converting enzyme, that it affects blood pressure?
Right. So that's a really excellent question, and the answer is both, okay? So if you say that the Paleolithic diet is very low in salt and very high in potassium, those are two things that we know affect blood pressure. So in most people, lowering the salt intake will lower the blood pressure at least a little bit. In some people, lowering the salt intake will lower the blood pressure a lot. Okay, this is particularly the group that we're interested in, and this is the group that is the one that would be most likely to develop metabolic syndrome. So if you tend to be overweight, you tend to have high blood sugar levels, you tend to have high cholesterol levels, chances are you're in that group who's going to have their blood pressure go up if you eat a lot of salt. And if you eat a lot of potassium, even if you're eating a lot of salt, your blood pressure will go down. Mm-hmm. So potassium in and of itself lowers your blood pressure. And then potassium lowers your blood pressure even if you're eating a lot of salt. So, and if you're eating a diet which is low in salt and high in potassium, and especially if you're one of these people who tends to have this metabolic syndrome picture, then this, you know, may be a diet that is particularly good for you. So even though, you know, as far as we can tell from our research, everybody responds, even people who are completely healthy,
right.
Some people respond a lot more. And just sort of speaking as a, you know, as a doctor, like who would you want to try to get to do something? Well, the ones that are mostly healthy, it's like, well, okay, it's good for you.
Right.
But the ones that really need it, like those are the ones that you want to say, you know, really for you, this would be really good for you. And so that's actually the group that I think is, you know, the group that's most likely to develop the problems down the road, the group that would be most likely to benefit from this.
Talk about the research paper that you were involved with that looked at the elimination of cereal grains and dairy and how it affected diabetes.
All right. So we actually did that in two groups of people. So the first group was like healthy couch potatoes. So we put them on a treadmill, and you had to fail the treadmill test in order to qualify for the study. And then for 10 days, we put them on the paleo diet. And what we found, again, is that everybody got better, but some people got particularly better. And it was the group that was the most insulin resistant that got the most better. So these people were not diabetic. They were just insulin resistant, which is sort of like pre-diabetes.
Right.
And so that was the group that really improved. And so for our second study, we said, okay, we're going to study insulin resistant people. Let's look at type 2 diabetes. And again, you know, we saw the same thing, is that the group that was particularly bad, so the ones that were the most insulin resistant, were the ones that improved the most on the paleo diet. But I do actually have to say, so in the second study with the diabetics, we actually had two arms. So we had an ADA arm, American Diabetes Association arm, and we had a paleo arm. And both groups significantly improved. So what that means is that nobody was following their diet. I mean, these are all diabetics. They're all supposed to be following the ADA diet. But, you know, nobody was. So that even the group that was on the ADA diet got, you know, got significantly better. But the ones on on the paleo diet got more better. And the ones that were the most insulin resistant got the most better. So, you know, really, you know, what it really shows me is that, you know, nobody's following a good diet. And that, you know, I'm sure it's not just one thing in the diet. I'm sure it's a combination of things. On the other hand, we do no weight loss studies. We actually do metabolic balance studies where we make all the food and we give it to people and we weigh you
Bingo.
Every day.
Well, the reason that's important is my question to you was, you know, what about compliance? It's hard enough to get a patient to take a pill. They won't even comply sometimes with their Medicaid. So now you're telling them, hey, you have to cook different. You have to buy different food. You have to rid these foods. So you cook the food for them. So this is like, oh, okay, I just have to take this stuff home and eat it. What about compliance from a standpoint? And I think the fact that they weren't even following the American Dietetic Association, I'm being told we have to take a break. The American Dietetic Association diet says that compliance is a big issue. We have to answer this question on the other side of the break. So just
okay.
Hold that thought. We're talking with Dr. Linda Frasetto. We're talking about ancestral diets and controlling blood pressure. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry back in the day when people remember Whole Foods. There were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Linda Frasetto. We're talking about ancestral slash paleo diets and their effects on blood pressure control. So what about patient compliance? That's got to be something that even frustrates you in your practice, right?
Well, compliance is a huge issue. And the more complicated the regimen that we make people take, the harder it is for them to do. And, I mean, really, we totally appreciate that. And I think dietary compliance, especially if you're changing your diet, you know, this is not a diet that you're used to, that, you know, it's something that you're trying to do. It's really, really hard. And I think, you know, if you read, like, Lauren Cordain's book, The Paleo Diet, I mean, I think he says something like, you know, 90 to 95% compliance with the diet is excellent. I kind of feel like if you're doing it, you know, 80% of the time. But, you know, I kind of tell people, you know, even if all you do is eat one paleo meal a day, it's probably better than eating no paleo meals a day. I mean, yeah, you sort of have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I agree with you. It's really tough. And I, you know, really, I actually teach behavioral modification and stress reduction. You know, I took a lot of classes in this, you know, specifically for that reason, because if you're really stressed out, you're not going to be able to follow a special diet or even remember that you're supposed to follow a diet or take your medications. So yeah, it's really hard to do, and you have to really want to do it. And even then, you're going to fail sometimes. So
when you looked at the paleo diet and blood pressure control, what were the results effective? And obviously, we've discussed why it could be. Did people's blood pressure really come down to more manageable levels, the levels where they may not need pharmaceutical interventions?
Right. So for in the healthy volunteers, they had relatively normal blood pressures to begin with. But the people who are insulin resistant, yeah, actually their blood pressures, which were like sort of borderline high, came down into the, you know, totally normal range. For the diabetics, so the people on the ADA diet had essentially no change in their blood pressures. The ones who are on the paleo diet had some reduction in blood pressure, but not as much as I really expected to see. And that's actually why we did the analysis to see who are the people whose, you know, whose blood pressure dropped. Because, again, some people's blood pressures will really drop if you take the salt away and add potassium. And, in fact, it was almost like there were two groups of people. So one group of people whose blood pressures dropped significantly, and then one group of people whose blood pressures either didn't drop at all or actually went up a little bit. So,
well, you know, there seems to, you know what I'm learning more and more as I do this show more often. I have very brilliant people on the show. It's not always a positive-negative correlation. Sometimes there's a positive correlation and then it becomes negative. Too much, too little. Can be just as bad as not enough or not the right amount. And I'm wondering, and I ask this because there was a listener who happens to live in my hometown who was going into the sauna every day for an hour, and his blood pressure became out of control, and he was on blood pressure meds. And I you know, we were talking about one of the shows that I did, and he said, you know, he was going to try to add some sodium back into his diet because he was on a zero tolerance, you know, no sodium, low sodium diet. And he heard on my show that when you sweat, you lose, you know, thousands of times more sodium than any other electrolytes. And sure enough, when he added sodium back into his diet, his doctor said, I don't know what you're doing. But they cut his blood pressure meds in half, and it had consistently gone up and up and up over the past couple of years. So I'm wondering if the reason you didn't see the results that you were looking for was that maybe the ratios of sodium to potassium are more critical than just having more potassium and less sodium.
Okay, so one of my colleagues, Curtis Morris, who's a hypertension specialist, actually feels that it's more complicated than that, that some people are probably sodium sensitive, and some people are chloride sensitive, and some people are potassium sensitive, and some people are bicarbonate sensitive. And so if you, those are the four major ions that are in the blood. And so, you know, some people, maybe it's just enough to take the salt away. And then other people, maybe it's the ratio of the sodium to potassium. Mm-hmm. And then other people, maybe it's the chloride, because chloride is actually one of the things that activates one of the blood pressure systems in the body.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, it's probably way more complicated than just one ion. And then there's a genetic component. So, you know, you have genes that maybe respond to this and maybe don't respond to that. Or maybe you have all the genes that are going to tend to make your blood pressure go up, or you're going to have all the genes that tend to make your blood pressure go down. So there's a genetic component, and then there's an environmental component on top of that. So, you know,
what is the environmental component? You mean toxicants?
Like your diet.
Okay.
Like what's in your diet. You know, how much you weigh. It's pretty clear that the fatter you are, the more likely you are to have high blood pressure. So.
What about, and we only have a couple minutes before the next break. There seems to be some research out there that shows the pathological versus physiological elevations in blood pressure. Like some athletes, especially strength athletes, that'll have higher blood pressure, but there seems to be an upregulation of the vascular system to accommodate that versus pathological. You see any of that out there?
Okay, so what is the, you know, what's the upper limits of normal? You know, what? There's a lot of argument about this, and the Joint Hypertension Committee just came out with their new recommendations and upped the blood pressure limits that, you know, had been slowly going down over the last 20 or 30
mm-hmm,
years,
mm-hmm.
back to where they were back in the 1970s, you know, 140 over 90. So not even the experts agree on, you know, what's the upper limits of blood pressure. So
yeah, and obviously you're just kind of sitting back and waiting for the dust to settle on this, I would imagine, right?
Well, actually, I heard an amazing lecture by one of the guys here at UCSF, and you know what he said is that, okay, so these are guidelines, but then you have, when you're sitting across from a patient, that's the individual. So know the guidelines, but then you have to apply it to the individual, which seemed to me the best advice I'd heard in a very long time. So
all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to change the subject a little bit because you're doing some work in the area of polycystic ovarian syndrome, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
I want to talk about that because there's a lot of women in the audience that will appreciate this interview. We're talking right now with Dr. Linda Fresetto. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Anor. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program. No credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I'm going to change it up just a little bit and talk about PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, which you may not even present with enlarged ovaries containing cysts, I'm understanding now. I don't know how true that is, Dr. Frasetto. The outward symptoms of PCOS that everyone agrees upon is a change in menstrual cycles, hormone changes that affect maybe hair growth and acne, and even some signature type obesity around the middle of the body. Do you agree with that?
There's a couple of different definitions for PCOS, but certainly all of those things that you've mentioned are often considered part of it. It's not just the ovaries that are involved. It's obviously some kind of endocrine dysfunction. So that, and one of the prime things besides like the hair growth and the acne, which is due to high androgen levels, is because we also think these people are insulin resistant, and so. Something about insulin resistance is contributing to this sort of total body problem for which you see the androgen, high androgen levels, and often these enlarged cysts in the ovaries and irregular menstrual cycles and often infertility or difficulty getting pregnant. It's a combination of things.
Well, the idea that they call it polycystic ovary syndrome, yet some of the individuals who suffer from it present no cysts in the ovaries, tells me that, like you talked about, the uniqueness of individuals who are sensitive to sodium versus chloride. So that some women may develop cysts in the ovaries from this syndrome, but that's not the cause of it. That's just another side effect of this disorder.
Right. That's probably just some sort of problem with the endocrine regulation.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that.
And the proper term is it hirtuism when women have that, you know, they grow hair and they get mustache and so on from, right. from androgenicity?
It's hirsutism.
Yeah.
H-I-R-S-U-T-I-S-M.
There's my dyslexia coming out again. It's here. I don't know why I want to keep saying hirtuism, but anyway. Okay, so what are your thoughts on this? And I know that you're doing some crowdfunding to fund the study right now, right?
Right, exactly. So, you know, as you said, you know, this is an insulin-resistant state. And when we finished our last project, the one in the type 2 diabetics, you know, we were like, so what should we do for our next project? And we wanted to do another insulin-resistant state, and PCOS is definitely that. UCSF has a specialty clinic for PCOS, especially for women who haven't done well with some of the medicine therapies that we use. And so the director of the clinic, who's Heather Huddleston, who's actually the principal investigator on our study, was particularly interested in trying to do a study with, you know, either a Paleolithic type diet or the ADA diet to see what we could do to improve insulin resistance and see what we could do to try to improve not just the metabolic parameters, but also some things like menstrual cycle frequency and, you know, looking at what's happening in the ovaries and whatnot. So in order to get this study started, because we need about $40,000 to do like the laboratory tests we need and pay for some of the materials, we decided to do crowdfunding, which so far has been pretty successful. We're about one third of the way there. So we've got $12,000-$13,000 now, but we need more. And so, you know, we've been trying to reach out to pretty much everybody we know, not just in the Ancestral Health Society group, but also people in the PCOS world to try to get the word out and have people go to our crowdfunding source so that we can get the startup money that we need to be able to actually start to do this study.
It's up on our Facebook page right now. It's on my personal Facebook page, and it'll be on the SHRN Facebook page in minutes. And I ask people to, I would ask people to either donate directly, and I don't care what you can donate. A dollar may make a difference. It may be, you know, they have a window of opportunity when you do crowdfunding. If you don't raise your money in a certain amount of time, it's all bets are off. So they have a window of time. If you know someone who suffers from PCOS or you suffer from PCOS, this is somebody who's trying to find some solutions, as opposed to saying, things, if you look at most PCOS websites, they say there is no indication of what it's caused by. I mean, that's not necessarily true. These types of studies can help discover not only what it's caused by, but more importantly, maybe what can be done to help. So even if you can just donate a dollar, $5, $10, go to my Facebook page or the Superhuman Radio Network Facebook page. There's a link to the crowdfunding page to support the UC San Francisco treating PCOS with an ADA or paleo diet study. And you know what? This is where, you know, you're not going to find Merck or these big companies to fund these kind of studies because they have no interest in finding out if this works, because they don't want people going, oh, I'm going to change the way I eat and get off my medication. If we don't fund these studies for ourselves, then we're lost. We're where we are right now with nothing but lies being sent to us. I'm sorry. I know that you're a physician, and you can easily stay at arm's length from my idiocy. But it's, you know, my frustration is there are answers to a lot of diseases of modernity out there, but you can't get funding to do the studies because no one profits from it, except the public.
Yeah. Right. Actually, I actually completely agree about that. You know, I don't know how much your listeners know about research funding, but it's actually become progressively more difficult over the last 10 years because the government funds a great deal of research, and over the last 10 years, it's been progressively cutting down how much research it funds. And so now it's very difficult. And pretty much the government is not funding diet studies anymore. If you call the, you know, the NIH divisions and ask them, they will pretty much tell you don't even bother to try. So, you know, actually you're totally right. I mean, the only other sources for funding in research come either from like special foundations, like the American Heart Association, or industry, which I completely agree with you. They have no interest in, you know, doing like non-medication related right. research. Or, you know, unless you know somebody really rich, like, you know, Bill Gates or somebody who's, you know, sure, no problem. So we're really, you know, there are no other sources. And so this is it. You know, we have to ask people to help us do this. You know, there is no other way.
But you know what? No one should feel like they're begging the public to put money into something that benefits the public. You have to remember, folks, if I was the head of a pharmaceutical company and had sold my soul, I would not be funding Dr. Fresetto's research. I'd be like, well, the last thing I want is people to figure out that they don't need this med. So we can't expect them to do that. I don't blame them for not funding this stuff. That's business. But you know what? We can unify our opinions. We can unify and mobilize our opinions by funding studies like this because we are the benefactors of the results. We're the company. We're the giant. We're bigger than any pharmaceutical company if we all get together and put our shoulder behind something. So there's a lot of women out there who suffer needlessly from PCOS because there's nothing that's being done for them that's really, truly helpful. This type of research may or may not provide perfect answers, but it'll provide some answers. And we are the benefactors of those answers. So I don't feel like we should be begging people to fund these. I will be funding during the break, I can guarantee you that, because I want to say I am promoting research that helps this population get out of this mess that we're in. We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back.
The government doesn't always have your health in its best interest. Luckily, we have Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save
15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I don't know if anybody else is having this trouble, Dr. Fasetto, but I'm trying to contribute. And when I go to use the register, I'm trying to register using Facebook. And it goes to authorize.net, and it's saying that there's something wrong with the merchant information. So I don't know. You may just want to have someone check that out.
Yeah, so they have had problems with their website before.
Okay.
And so what they've been asking people to do is to, like, don't go through Facebook, go just directly to the site. That seems to work a lot better.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that during the next break then, or when the show is over. But anyway, okay, so this is really a good thing. I'm glad that someone is looking into this. I fear I have some people that I know personally that suffer from PCOS. And it's troublesome, especially if you're a woman and you're getting to that age where you're thinking about having children. This could really, really complicate things. Isn't that right?
Well, the problem is if you have really severe PCOS, you don't ovulate regularly. And so it's very difficult to get pregnant. If you do get pregnant and you have problems with blood sugar control, that's not very good for the developing fetus. So again, it makes the pregnancy a little bit more complicated than it would otherwise. That's one of the reasons why this would be a really amazing thing if it works, because if you can improve the insulin resistance and then you can improve the menstrual cycle regularity, and so you can improve fertility, not only would they be more fertile, but they wouldn't have as much problems with the insulin resistance either. So kind of like a win-win situation.
Yeah. Where do you go next with, I know you're working on getting this funded, but where do you go next in the area of diet as it relates to kidney function? Obviously blood pressure is managed and affected by kidney function and it affects blood pressure as well, because the kidneys actually act as a kind of a modulator of blood pressure, correct?
The kidneys do a lot of different things, but one of the things that they do is they help retain salt and water, which is one of the reasons why your blood pressure goes up. And then it also makes a bunch of chemicals like angiotensin and aldosterone, which also help make your blood pressure go up. So the kidneys do a lot in terms of blood pressure control.
Oh, I finally got into the site. I'm actually doing my donation now. I'm sorry if I sounded distracted there. But I want to do it because I want the audience to go, look, you know what? We need to get behind this. This is a good thing. There's only 14 days left for you to raise this money. So really, people need to move fast.
You know, I really want to thank you for, you know, doing this. I mean, I really appreciate it. We've spent the last couple of weeks trying to talk to everybody we know, and it's really terrific to actually talk to somebody who's so gung-ho. So, you know, thank you not just for saying this, but for your enthusiasm. So I really appreciate that.
And I appreciate that, but I have a problem with it. It's so frustrating to me that more people who have higher pulpits and reach larger audiences than mine aren't doing this kind of stuff, aren't getting behind scientists who want to do research that benefits this sick and obese public that we have today. And it's just, it's sad to me, because I've said this before, I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if you believe there's something better after this, or you're going to come back and be someone different. This life right now we have is the one that we need to focus on getting it done the best we can. Life is difficult enough without feeling that your destiny is a disease. This is a very, very new phenomenon. If you look at the millions of years that we've been on this planet as this species, this little blip of time is the first time where people expect to get a disease. It used to be the opposite. Diseases were rare. People died in their sleep. Their hearts just stopped beating. They didn't die from all these complications of polypharmacy or diseases of modernity. And it's sad that more and more people who have far-reaching ability more than mine aren't getting behind these types of things. It makes me very, very sad.
Well, you know, again, I don't know that people really appreciate the changes in research funding that have occurred over the last decade or so. I'm the director of a research center, so it's a problem that we see all the time. But, you know, really the ability of the government to fund research has gone down and down. And so for studies like this where, you know, nobody, you know, no one group benefits, like, you know, a drug or for an industry, you know, this is going to be something which I think is going to become more common. And so then it's mostly a question of trying to reach out to the audience that cares about this.
Right.
You know, so, and that's really where, like, people like you come in, to try to, you know, talk to people who, you know, then would talk to other people. I mean, I do have to say that I went to the first Ancestral Health Symposium in 2011. And I was totally amazed. So, you know, typically, I mean, I'm a professor of medicine and a kidney doctor, and all the meetings I go to, it's only scientists. But at that meeting, I mean, there were maybe a few scientists and, you know, researchers, but there was this huge community, and they all knew what was going on because they all interacted with each other via social media like Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. And so really it was sort of, for me, a completely brand new way of looking to see how ideas can get out. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, sort of like the revolution. I mean, it was truly, totally amazing to me. So, you know, this may actually be something that we can actually get the people who are interested via, you know, like people like you, who reach out via social media like Facebook and Twitter, so that we can actually get more people, you know, to know what's going on. Because really, I see that as the wave of the future.
You know, I'm just wondering, do you think, let's imagine for a second. Let's go to some point in the future where all of the discussions have put to rest the fact that it is our diet that is contributing to a great deal of the disease we see in this country, and we can't hide it any longer. It's out there. Everybody knows it. Do you see a time where doctors will be able to prescribe these types of lifestyle modifications and insurance companies will have to pay for them, because if they don't, they will just be burdening their shareholders with losses due to an ill population? Do you see a time where doctors will be able to say, okay, I'm putting you on the paleo diet, you're going to meet with this dietitian, you're going to have a personal trainer, your insurance company's going to pay for your gym membership? Do you see a time of that coming?
Oh, that's already here. There are a variety of insurance companies and large corporations, such as the University of California, San Francisco, where you get kind of like a break on your insurance or you get some sort of payback for doing wellness care. Oh, absolutely. This is definitely something that employers who have to fund large medical insurance things are looking to try to get people to do this, absolutely, positively.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to happen.
Yeah, it's got to happen, absolutely. But, you know, again, I have to say that, you know, I mean, it's not that people don't know that they're supposed to follow a diet necessarily. It's not that they, you know, it's not a mystery that there's an obesity epidemic or that, you know, like that the, you know, the incidence of diabetes is going up as the incidence of obesity goes up. I mean, we do know that, but trying to actually get people to do something about it is the part that's hard. And so, you know, I mean, and I actually completely agree with you. I mean, I've been a doctor for more than 30 years, and, you know, really, you know, it comes down to kind of like exercise and eat right. And then really, I think the third arm of this is stress modification. I think that if you can't handle stress, you're not going to be able to handle trying to change your diet and go on an exercise program and do all of these things, which you have to. You have to not be stressed out in order to be able to handle adequately. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody has too much to do in their life,
that
you know,
is,
in their lives.
That is so true. That is so true. And you know what? We need to slow down. There's a renaissance coming. There's a renaissance coming. I've predicted it for a long time, and it's not too far away. People are going to start. You know, when I was born in 1958, so in the 60s, we were the generation that we turned on, tuned out, dropped out. You know what? It's going to happen again, but in a different way. It's not going to be recreational drugs. It's going to be therapies that improve and prolong life, and people are going to buy little plots of land where no one wanted to live before. They're going to get off the grid. They're not going to care about Wi-Fi or no Wi-Fi, and they're going to grow their own food, have their own chickens lay their eggs. It's coming. There's no doubt about it. And we're not elitists. Many of us who think this way, I mean, I drive a 25-year-old Volvo. I am not an elitist. According to Hugh Grant, the guy who runs Monsanto, I'm an elitist because I refuse to eat GMO. No, I just think I'm sensible. I want to wait to see what it does to everybody else before I start eating it. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, I want to thank you for being such an enthusiastic host. You know, really, you're terrific.
Coffee does that to me. Listen, we will keep banging the drum for you. You only have 14 days. I'll keep circulating your link. Thanks for being on the show today, okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So there you have it. Also, thanks to Tiny Meeker, his world record 1,102-pound bench press, and, of course, Wade Johnson for the Get Strong show. We're going to sign off now. But don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow. It's Thursday with the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show for the first hour. We'll see you tomorrow.